We're recording.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you say good morning?
No.
No, you didn't. Why no. did I hear that?
You're hearing ghosts okay. that say good morning.
Yeah. But so very professional if you said good morning.
Well, since good morning.
Oh, it's also not morning, so.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Hi, welcome back to mm-hmm. Murders, Ghosts, and Everything in Between.
Yep.
That's Rinky.
And that's Karishma.
And we're recording of day two, actually, today, since yes. we tried yesterday and it did not work.
We tried for so long.
We always have technological problems, so either we're really bad at technology or us. It's either or.
Yeah.
But yeah. Or the demons thing. That's always on the plate, you know.
I don't know. We'll see. Let's see how this goes, and then I'll make a verdict.
Okay, perfect. So today we're going to be mm-hmm. recording episode 11.
Yep.
Which is, Rinky, take it away.
It is, what is it? Oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fart. It's the Black-Eyed Children.
Okay. We're talking about the band, the Black Eyed Peas.
Really cool. Really cool songs. Actually, I mean, I know off topic, but I don't think they have songs anymore, do they?
I don't think they're together anymore.
Oh, they? Okay. Well, that would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember how you told me that's the first thing you thought of when I said we were going to be covering Black Eyed Children, which yeah. is the actual topic of this episode.
It is.
And not
yeah.
the Black Eyed Peas.
To my disappointment, so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What would you say about the Black Eyed Peas, though? Like, how could you cover that in a podcast?
I have no idea.
Make people listen to the songs? Like,
I would... Actually, I think... there was a really famous song. Do you remember, like, there was...
I know one of their songs super famous, but I don't know which one.
Okay, because...
This was during middle school, so yeah, I
yeah.
have no idea.
We're thinking of the same song. Because, exactly. Let me look it up, because I remember that song by them played every time we had gym class. So I'm, I'm literally traumatized by that, because every time we, like, ran laps, we would have
I
that song.
I hated gym class, so...
Me too. It's yeah. terrible.
Which explains my poor health right now.
I got a feeling that's their song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I good, know, random, song, but...
yeah. Anyways. So today we're going to be covering the Black Eyed Kids, mm-hmm. all thanks to the one and only podcast that I always talk about, Two Girls, One Ghost. Mm-hmm. Go listen to their episode. Wait, I hear my feedback. Like, I hear my own voice.
What? That's so weird. Okay, your headphones are, like, really, like, I think playing tricks on you.
Maybe I'm just really high on my allergy meds, but...
Maybe.
But I highly doubt it, because I honestly hear it.
So weird. I mean, I guess it's good, because so, you know...
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, anywho's. Mm-hmm. So if I hear myself and I pause randomly, it's because I'm hearing myself. But yeah, so Two Girls, One Ghost, episode 20 covers the Black Eyed Kids. That's what they mm-hmm. cover the first time. So I kind of got a little bit of my information from them. And mm-hmm. I got a little bit of my information from weird sites.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to name the sites since I just called them weird. But yeah.
Cool.
You know those list sites, like just that list, like creepy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, just those sites.
Yeah.
They'll remain nameless.
There's so many of them, too. Like, it's just...
There are. But, yeah. I feel like this is, again, like, an urban legend kind of mm-hmm. thing. Or, like, it's, like, some creepypasta
yeah.
stuff. So there won't be, like, legit sites talking about this stuff.
Yeah, that's
because that would be weird if they did.
Yeah. I mean, won't find, like, scientific journal articles on this.
Exactly.
Basically.
If there were those articles, I would love to read them.
Yeah.
That would be fun. But, yeah. So, the first account of the Black Eyed Kids mm-hmm. was by this journalist named Brian Bethel in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that is not that old because that's 2 years younger than me. So, not old at all.
That's the year I was born. 1996.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So not old. Mm-hmm. It's Rinky's age.
Yeah.
Rinky brought about the Black Eyed Kids.
Great. I love that connection. Of all the things in 1996, all of this.
I solved it. Yeah. But yeah, so Brian Bethel was the first person who wrote about an encounter with these kids, and he was the very first person to mention this. And there apparently since then, it's been reported all over the world. Have described people who've had encounters with them have described them as strange looking kids ranging from around 5 years old to people into their late teens, so not kids anymore. So people have speculated that they may be vampires, aliens, or other interdimensional beings, or some form of demons, which I feel like demons is always the answer for me. So is it demons.
It definitely is.
Okay, I highly doubt that there's vampires with, like, pitch black eyes or, like, aliens. Well, aliens I can see, but, like, I don't know. Vampires wouldn't change that dramatically, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know. And, then, like, even aliens, I feel like they do something different. Like, once you go into the details like, yeah, it just doesn't sound very alien-like.
Exactly. So they may be, like, strange kids. Yeah. Who knows? So they have pale skin, dark, bulky clothing, and it's always described as, like, something raggedy. So not in the best condition, I guess.
Yeah.
And one of the main things is they usually sound very mature for their age. Talk to a kid anywhere, and they sound too mature for their age. They're a black-eyed kid.
Cool.
No, just kidding. Don't listen to me. Make sure that they don't have striking black eyes, because that is the main feature that you want to look out for in a black-eyed kid, that they have black orbs for eyes.
Yeah.
That's the iris. Just the entire thing is a black orb.
It's terrifying.
Which is very scary. But yes, usually they approach people's homes, vehicles, and offices, and you're not really safe anywhere at that point, because it's not like they're not going to approach you at work, because they will.
But so at least you're doomed regardless. But you know what's interesting? I mean, you'll get into the story, and I'll actually mention this later. But, like, why are people alone when they have these encounters? Just generally, you know what I mean? It's never like a party going on.
Actually, one of my stories had two people in it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Another story that I read online also had, like, multiple people at present at the place.
Okay.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah, but that story I did not choose to cover since it was like two sentences long. Okay. But cool. So it's so weird. It's so weird because sometimes you're just like, oh yeah, why are you alone? Are you lying about it?
And
that's
usually,
where my mind goes to. Or are you hallucinating?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And usually, like, why can't an entire group of people, like, I'm talking, like, over 10 people have an experience of the same.
Exactly.
It's usually, like, one lone person, which makes me, like,
So, these kids usually come at night when it's dark, and it may not necessarily be safe for a kid to be outside. So, like, when there's bad weather or, like, a blizzard going on, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So they will approach you then, and they'll act like they need help. They may ask you to use your phone, or they may be screaming or crying, whatever it is. So their main thing is they'll ask you to let them in to your house or car or wherever. The main takeaway of this episode, if you don't take anything away, is do not help them. Do not let them in anywhere.
Yeah.
I'll repeat this throughout the episode constantly because that's the main takeaway. Anyways, feel this inexplicable fear when they are approached by these kids, and they, like, never see their eyes straight away. And they still are scared.
And you know what's funny? You said inexplicable fear, and I mentioned this yesterday, but, like, anytime a kid approaches me, I'm scared. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even limited to, like, kids with black eyes. It's just any kid approaches me, my heart rate, like, spikes
up.
But
that's just you. That's what I was saying. I feel like that's just you. That you're just scared of kids.
Okay, weird.
For other normal people who are not terrified of kids.
But I'm pretty sure, like, other people would also kind of be scared. Like, I mean, what does a kid want? You know, it's just weird for a kid to come up to you, I think. I don't know.
usually kids are strange and they won't come up to you, or like if they do, it's they're gonna say something stupid.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, like I won't be scared of that. It's just I would be scared like of feeling scared for no reason, which is what most people feel.
Okay, well, I
don't when they're approached by these kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's reported that when people first see them, so maybe like these kids kind of hypnotize the people or create an illusion to make their eyes look more normal. And everything, like they converse with the people, that is, until you question their story or are about to let them in.
Yeah.
That's when you realize that their eyes are pitch black. And by that time, it's too late.
Terrifying.
Because you've already let them in. Yeah, or you're about to help them.
Yeah.
So basically, these kids will do anything to let them into your home or car. Office work, I don't know. That's weird. Why would they want to go into offices? But
I can just imagine. Like, what excuse? Like, okay, I mean, I guess you can make an excuse, but, like, it's just more complicated to go in an office. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Weird.
And obviously, as an adult, I feel like most people would want to help these kids. Unlike Rinky here, who's scared of kids, most people aren't. And they would kind of feel protective of kids. Like,
okay, well,
if I see a kid alone or crying or screaming, like, I would feel more protective of them than I would of, like, a kid with their parent, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah, and, like, when a kid asks you for help, your kind of instinct would be to help.
Yeah.
Because it's a child that they're more vulnerable and, like, there's crazy people out there, horrible people out there who would do terrible things to them. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, your instinct would be to help, but listen to that crazy fear that you have and listen to your gut and do not let them in.
You know what's funny? Like, someone can use that as an excuse to not help kids. Be like, no, that has black eyes.
Oh my god, no. But you'll notice. You'll notice the eyes. Like, they're not like normal black eyes where like I don't think anyone has black eyes. Like, it's dark brown.
Well,
your iris, it's dark brown.
Yeah.
To a point where it looks black. But yeah,
but I guess I'm pretty sure you can get contacts, right? That are like entirely black.
Those contacts, I actually looked that up, and like the Two Girls One Ghost also talk about that.
Yeah.
The price for those contacts is like $500.
Shit.
And you need like a doctor to fit them into your eyes to get that whole like
area.
Your entire eye black.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I highly doubt like some crazy kids would just do it for fun.
Okay.
Unless they have a lot of time and money on their hands.
Yeah. But that's fair.
Yeah. So I'll go back to the very first encounter that happened with the black eyed kids is with Brian Bethel, who was a journalist and a reporter. It was a summer evening in Abilene, Texas, in 1996. I have lost my mind, but yes, it was 1996, and Brian Bethel, a journalist and a reporter, was outside of his internet service provider's office to pay off his bills, and he was writing a check in his car, which was parked in this dimly lit parking lot, and it was close to a theater, and so I'm assuming it was in a plaza area where the internet service provider's office was.
Yeah.
And he intended to drop his check off into the drop-off slot, but when he was writing this check, between 9 and 12, knocked on his car window.
Wait, he was writing the check?
And he described the boys as a somewhat suave, olive-skinned young man.
He was writing the check in the dark. Yeah, you're kind of cutting off, but that's okay.
Yeah.
He was writing it in the dark, like,
he was.
Okay, cool. Interesting life choices.
Or maybe like his car light was on. Who knows? But it was a dimly, I don't think it was super late at night. I think it was like a summer evening. Like,
okay.
Maybe 7, 8. So,
oh, then that's, you know, fine. I was usually imagining like 12 in the night. This guy's like writing a check.
In this car, crazy parking lot. But no, I think it was like early evening. So.
Okay.
Not fully dark yet, but yeah, so he described the boy as a suave, olive skinny, curly-headed young man, and the other boy as a red-headed, pale-skinned, and freckled young man. Mm-hmm. And again, I find it funny how he says young man, so, like, professionally.
Yeah.
Because I would just say demon child, but...
I mean, you've got to stay professional, you know what I mean? He's a journalist, I'm sure he knows.
Exactly. So, he said that both the boys were wearing hooded pullovers, which is mm-hmm. basically just hoodies for those of us who call them hoodies and are normal.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, the first kid explained that the two of them mm-hmm. had come to watch the premiere of Mortal Kombat, mm-hmm. but they'd forgotten their money at home. And okay. Mr. Bethel thought this was kind of weird because Mortal Kombat is not really a thing a kid should be watching.
Yeah, like, definitely weird. But I mean, maybe they're like, he thought that the parents were like, well, I mean, they mentioned that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. Even as a kid at home, like, I've watched movies I wasn't supposed to watch.
Yeah.
Which is how I've gotten nightmares for, like, yeah. you know,
yeah.
years and years. But. So, I get it. Mm-hmm. So, I guess he got it, too.
Yeah.
And the kids told him that he a ride mm-hmm. to their house to get the money.
Yeah.
During this whole conversation, Brian Bethel felt this irrational fear that he didn't know where it was coming from because it was just two kids asking for help. Mm-hmm. And he was right to be scared because the boy kind of said shit like, it wouldn't take long. Mm-hmm. We're just two little kids. We don't have a gun or anything. And, you know, like, that's red flags everywhere. Yeah, like,
for sure.
No. Like, yeah. When you tell me you don't have a gun, you definitely have a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's, like, the first thing that yeah. my mind goes to. But anyways, so... Despite all of this, mm-hmm. Brian Bethel felt like he had to open his car door, mm-hmm. and he subconsciously reached for it,
okay.
that is, until he noticed the coal black eyes on both the boys, mm-hmm. and he described them as the sort of eyes one sees on these days on aliens or bargain basement vampires, which I don't know what that is.
What is he referencing?
Like, yeah. He says bargain basement vampires on late night television. I don't know what he's referencing, mm-hmm. but, like, cool. And he continues and calls them soulless orbs, like two great swaths of starless night. I feel like that is so poetic and beautiful. Like,
it is. Yeah. It's like in like, a weird way, it's very beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what he describes them mm-hmm. as. And that's kind of scary to think about in terms of someone's eyes being like the starless night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. After he looked at these eyes, which is, I can imagine, must be super difficult because.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would shit my pants. Like, I would.
Yeah.
Or I would scream. Something yeah. like that.
For sure, I'd run away. Like.
So he tried to, like, mumble excuses and everything, mm-hmm. and then he hurriedly began to drive away, mm-hmm. and while driving away, he looked mm-hmm. in his rear view mirror, and mm-hmm. he found that the kids had just vanished, and there was no trace of anyone anywhere in the parking lot.
So weird.
It was the very first encounter with the black-eyed demons.
Demons, yeah.
Exactly. So that's the first story. Mm-hmm. And after that, I've picked a Canadian story and yeah. something that happens when you let them into your house. So beware.
Okay, that's it. Because I was researching and I didn't come across, I came across like very vague stories of like what happens when you let them in your house, but nothing like concrete. So I'm hoping this is, yeah.
Well, it's not from a scientific journal.
Well, no, that's fine.
But, that's fine. But it's a story that I found, cool. so that counts, I guess. Mm-hmm. So the Canadian story is of a man who mm-hmm. lives in British Columbia. Mm-hmm. And he'd just gone back from a movie theater, which is Again, strange that movie theater is a thing.
It is. It is very strange. It's like, yeah. Well, like, whoever it is, I find them, is that their hangout spot? Like, you know what I mean? The black yeah. children hanging out at
But movie no, this theater. Man had just gotten back from the movie theater. Okay. And he was at his home.
Yeah.
And he'd watched a horror movie, so he was okay. scared as is. And, okay. like, he was kind of anxious. You know, you're jittery. I'm terrified after watching horror movies because I can't sleep.
Yeah.
I think there's something under my bed or something oh my in gosh. My closet.
Yeah.
Or, like, even sometimes at night, like, when there's shadows on my ceilings, I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, this is it. They're here for me.
Oh, my it's gosh. The end. 100%. Yesterday, actually, like, this is a little bit off topic, but I was watching the Ted Bundy, like, Netflix thing again.
Oh, my God.
This was the second time that I was watching it. And I was watching it with my... I was watching it with my mom, right? And then I got, like, yeah. really, like, scared. And then I went it's to sleep.
Scary.
It is. It's so scary. And
I don't know, like, he's charming, but he's scary.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't find him, like, super handsome. Like, I can see how people find him super handsome, yeah. but, like, I don't see it.
Yeah. I don't see, but apparently I was, like, doing research on this, but the actress, Lily Collins, she said that mm-hmm. She had ghosts of the victims visit her.
Oh, my God, what?
Yeah. So
we should cover that.
We should, but future it was episode. So scary.
that is terrifying.
It is.
Also, that's really sad if they're, like, still not at peace. Like,
yeah,
it is. I wouldn't be either if I was murdered like that.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. It's very sad. So I went to sleep last night and then I was kind of like really, really sleepy. You know when you're like in that foggy kind of like haze where you're like wanting yeah. sleep and your eyes are closing but somehow like
sleeping but not really sleeping.
Exactly. Yeah. So I like closed my eyes for like 10 minutes or something and mm-hmm. then I remember still thinking about like the movie when I went to sleep. So then I woke up and like for some reason, the light in my hallway, I can see in my room, even though the door is closed, I can see from, like, underneath the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw that the light was on, which was weird, because my mom was asleep, right? And it was off when I, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was,
when
like...
When you went to bed.
Exactly, so I got so scared. I literally, like, froze. And for some reason, I started thinking about, like, murders. Like, not even that, like... It was so weird.
This is what this podcast has contributed to your life.
Yeah, yeah, in a negative way. Yeah. I was, like, so freaked out. And then I, like, for some reason... So then I kind of, like, just froze, right? And then I went back to sleep because I'm, like... First off, I was still in that, like, weird, like, hazy thing. And then I woke up, like, later. And I wasn't sure if I'd imagined it because then the light was off. And I was like, oh what God. Happened? Like, I don't know. And
what
then,
if you just dreamed that?
No. But the thing is, so, like, my door also was open a little bit. And I always close my door when God. I go to sleep. Yeah. And then, so, like, I think it was, like, 3 in the night.
Did
I went.
Did you check if anything was stolen?
What?
Did you check if anything was stolen?
No. Well, I would hear it. Because my house is literally, like.
Yeah.
Like, not even matchsticks. Yeah. Like, you know, like, so then at 3 in the night, I got so scared. I went to my mom and I was like, did you open the light? Like, did you open? Oh my gosh. Did you turn on the light in the hallway? And she's like, yeah, I did. And I was like, thank God, because I literally got so scared. Yeah. So.
That was great because that's exactly how I feel every time I watch a horror movie.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how this British Columbia man felt. See, okay. It's all connected.
I can, yeah, 100%. But, I can yeah. Really, yeah.
So he was already on edge and he was mm-hmm. chilling on his sofa, I guess. Mm-hmm. And suddenly he heard a knock on his front door. Yeah. And being on edge, he kind of jumped up and mm-hmm. he was like scared to open the door. Mm-hmm. I obviously have to open it because someone knocked, you know, which is not true. You never have to do anything.
Yeah.
Because for me, when the phone rings or someone knocks, I'm just like, Mom.
Same. I don't even pick it up. I wait until the phone's answering. Yeah.
If it's important, they'll leave a voice.
Exactly. So. Or call again if it's important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or, like, if it's important, they'll continue knocking on your door, you know? So, yeah. So he went to open the door, mm-hmm. and he was staying closer to the door. Mm-hmm. He felt this overwhelming sense of dread take over him, mm-hmm. and he was scared and afraid, and he didn't know what to do. So when he opened the door, yeah. on his front porch was this beautiful teenage girl. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of different from the other encounter where this is a teenage girl, not kids.
Yeah.
So this girl was around 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty tall. And mm-hmm. she had long blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked him, "May I enter the premises?" And that is, again, like, weird for a teenage kid to say,
that's girl to say. That's like, very formal. Like, no human says to another human, "May I enter the
may premises?" May I enter the premises?
Unless you're exactly. a robot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then while she asked that, she was looking down. Mm-hmm. But after asking that, she slowly looked up.
Mm-hmm.
Man noticed that she had pitch black eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was obviously really scared.
Mm-hmm.
So he yeah. slammed the door shut in her face, and he stayed up all night holding a gun, thinking it was like some crazy person. So the next morning, mm-hmm. when he thought everything was safe,
mm-hmm.
and he stayed up the whole night and obviously was on edge already.
Yeah.
But yeah, he thought everything was safe. So he went to open his door to get his mail.
Yeah.
And he found that "soon" were carved onto his front door.
What was "soon"?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, and that's the second encounter, that's the Canadian encounter.
Oh my gosh.
With the black-eyed kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the story that I'm most excited about.
Mm-hmm.
It's what happens when you let them in.
Mm-hmm.
And the story, I don't even know. Like, it's so strange and fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's January 2016 and it's the middle of a blizzard. A woman in Vermont heard a faint knock on her door.
Mm-hmm.
And a boy and a girl stood there, and they were shivering. They could use her phone to call home.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman was feeling scared, like all of the rest of the people.
Yeah.
have before her, but looking at the circumstances, she was like, "Oh, they're kids, you know, they mm-hmm. need it." So she let them into her house to yeah. use the phone. But as soon as the kids walked into her living room,
mm-hmm.
she saw their eyes froze because mm-hmm. she was terrified.
Yeah.
And in the living room, her husband was sitting there,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly his nose started bleeding.
Whoa.
And all the lights in the house went out.
That's so weird. Oh my gosh.
Yep. And after what seemed like a very long time, mm-hmm. she said that the kids spoke and they were like, "Our parents have arrived." And that gives me so like creepy. Chills. That is so scary.
Oh my god. I would not.
This like, is in the dark.
That's can you imagine? So in the scary.
Dark? That is. Yeah. Okay. Holy shit. And all this while, her husband's nose is bleeding, too. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, the lights, I guess, turned back on.
Mm-hmm.
And a black car pulled up outside her home.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. The kids. Sorry. 1 second. My mom is calling. Can mm-hmm. I just pick up? I don't know what it
no
is.
No worries.
Yeah.
Where were we?
You were talking about the nosebleed and then the black car pulling up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm, like, trying to read. Okay, yeah. So, the woman watched as the two kids...
Mm-hmm.
quietly basically left her house, went towards the black car,
mm-hmm.
and in the car there was yeah. a man dressed in a suit. He opened the car door for the kids.
Uh-huh.
The kids got in and they closed the car door slowly. What? And then the car drove.
What the hell? What can, why would you close it slowly? Like, are you
I
trying
know.
To make a point? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so the car drove away and, mm-hmm. like, after this mm-hmm. Whole incident,
yeah.
the woman's husband was diagnosed with skin cancer.
Oh.
And she herself began experiencing regular nosebleeds.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, like, a bunch of other medical conditions. Like,
yeah.
And she just believes that her and her husband's failing health is because mm-hmm. of these black-eyed kids. And that because she let them into her house.
Wow, that's so scary.
I feel like this behind the story, the theory would be that there are some kind of like sickness demons or like something that brings like sickness into your house.
Yeah. Or like black so, magic slash like something.
Yeah, exactly.
Evil. Yeah.
Exactly. So that is the last story that I have.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is the most maybe like kind of gives you an answer.
Yeah.
That as to what they are.
Yeah. That's, you know, like, I was reading, too, that when you let them in, you do have, like, the same thing. I don't know if it was the same story, but a lot of people were noticing patterns, like, when they let them in, that they had, like, their health declined. Exactly. For some reason. And, yeah, so that's really crazy.
Yeah. So, you know how, like, in India, we have the evil eye?
Yeah.
I feel like, what if these are, like, the evil manifestation versions of that?
Yeah, that could happen. So, like, explain the evil eye for those that don't know what it is.
Okay, so it's evil eyes, basically, when, like, someone kind of wishes, like, your family or you.
Yeah.
Something good happening in your life. So, anytime something good happens, like, they do this, like, black little dot behind our ear to make sure that the evil eye doesn't touch you. Like, I don't know what the logic behind that is.
Exactly.
But, yeah, that basically the evil eye is something, someone wishing misfortune on you.
Yeah, and it usually is, like, it has to do with, like, black magic or, like, really, like, just bad intentions. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe it's, like, these are, like, the manifestations of that. Like,
maybe. I can see
the spiritual manifestations, but who knows?
That's definitely weird. And it's really funny because, like, I mean, they talk really formally, right? From, like, even the stories that I've read and what you've said, right? But it's funny because if it was related to demons, you'd think that demons would know how humans would, like, act. Like, you know what I mean?
Like the lingo?
Like, hello. Like, I'm not, you know? It's like they're trying too hard.
Maybe they're out of practice because they're not allowed to roam the earth anymore.
I guess, but
you know, so they are talking like how they did back in the day when like now kids are using shit like yeet, which I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I do not get any of the Generation Z language. Like I don't understand it.
Me neither.
And that's kind of sad because I'm a millennial and I'm supposed to know this shit.
Yeah.
Like I'm supposed to be cool, but I'm not. So.
Yeah. No, I don't either. It's just, yeah, but I mean, you'd think that, demons would, like, be, like, keeping up with the times, but I guess not. So.
I guess not.
I guess they're outdated.
Maybe there's no, like, no internet in hell, so.
Maybe.
They don't know how to search up this shit, so.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So now on to your story.
Yes. So my story is actually exactly like yours, except for, like, a couple different.
Not surprised at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sensing a pattern. So, if this is, like, urban legend, then I feel like everyone's, like, taking this from one source. Or if it is real, I feel like this is what it happens, like, to the T. Like, I don't see a lot of, like, variation.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I was gonna talk about, like, their, sort of, like, their traits, right? One thing that I read was that sometimes they have, like, physical, like, demonic attributes. Like, sometimes, yeah, some people have noticed that their feet are, like, talons, or, like, that they have a tail, which is, like, exactly, like, demonic attributes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something that, was mentioned. And
that is terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
And a child with a tail and black eyes.
Yeah, but then, like, I mean, I guess that's kind of also a good thing, because you'd know right away that that's bad, right? As opposed to just black eyes.
I mean, I hope you would.
Yeah. Like,
what if you don't see it? What if it's, like, tucked away or something?
Maybe. But, I mean, these people saw it, so I guess it's not that incognito.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, okay, so basically I was also reading up and it said that as of 2014, a British newspaper said that the number of sightings of the black-eyed kids or children is rising around the world, which is kind of very...
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I, again,
what
I don't know...
What if it's like a mass hallucination? Like, this is just a mass hallucination.
Maybe. Maybe it's like, I have no idea. Yeah, weird. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like that guy that everyone dreams of, which... You know?
Oh my God, that thing is so scary.
Yeah.
And I hope I never see him, ever. Yeah.
But yeah, who knows? Anyway, so my story is kind of the same as yours, right? But, so we have a couple. The really interesting thing about this story is that it takes place on Halloween, which kind of adds a layer of, like, mystery
spooky.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you have a couple, right? So, and so there's it's Halloween, right? So people are, like, kids are trick-or-treating, And there's this one house, and a couple is, like, pretty much handing out candy to kids. It's Halloween, you know, things are going okay. It's kind of a slow night. Only, so, like, 10 kids have showed up for candy, which is less. Yeah. But, I mean, it's, like, at my house, like, one person shows up. So, it's definitely...
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Why are they not trick-or-treating? I love trick-or-treating.
I don't know.
Honestly, if it was acceptable, I would still go.
I know. I would still go, too. One time I went, and somebody was like, aren't you a little too old to trick-or-treat? And I was like, screw you. But, yeah. Anyways. So, it was pretty much a slow night. So, the couple was like, okay, let's just kind of wrap things up. And so, they're like, okay, let's turn off their porch lights. Which basically means that, like, kids stop coming. We're, like, done for the night, right? So they turn off their light, and then they kind of start wrapping things up. It's like 8 o'clock, which isn't too late, but, you know, it's okay. So then at 10 o'clock, right, everything's kind of done. The husband was like, I'm going to go take a shower. And the woman is writing this, by the way, so this is, like, her words and her story.
Okay.
So the husband went for a shower, and they had a dog. And so the woman was kind of chilling in the living room with the dog. And it was, like, 10 o'clock, and suddenly there was a knock on the door, and I guess you can guess what this knock was, but there was essentially, 3 knocks on the door, and they kept on occurring.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so the woman was, like, she, like, called her husband, she's, like, oh, like, you know, are you gonna get the door, which I guess... Okay, she's like me. Yeah, makes sense. So she's like, are you gonna get the door? But he couldn't hear because he was in the shower. And all of a sudden, like, as soon as the knocks came, the dog, like, ran away. Like, he just ran away from the room, yeah. Which was really, like, out of character for the dog. And then the woman, so she, like, kind of looks through the door because the door is, like, glass, but it's, like, frosted and, like, embezzled. So mm-hmm. you can kind of see, mm-hmm. like, if the lights are on or, like, you can see, like, mm-hmm. vague shadows. So...
Oh, this is, like, my room's door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, I have many stories about this door.
Yeah.
causing me nightmares.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So you can kind of see, like, who's on the other side. And so she realized that there was kids. And the kids could kind of see her, like, not exactly, but they could see her shadow. So then she goes closer to the door. They keep knocking, like, very, like, it's like it's timed, right? Like, they keep knocking, like, for example, every, like, 1 minute. And it's 3 knocks and then it stops. So then she goes.
Weird and scary.
It is. It's so, like, synchronized. And then, so she goes, and she opens the door, and she looks through, and there's a girl that's standing there and a boy. So the girl is, like, from 11 to 12, and the boy is, like, 8 to 9 years old, mm-hmm. and they're dressed in, like, normal clothes, right? And it's Halloween, so in Halloween, you're basically, like, wearing costumes or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah. But she said that that wasn't the case. They were dressed in just, like, normal clothes. And they didn't say trick or treat because, like, when you get, you know,
yeah, when you want candy, yeah, yeah,
yeah, you have to say trick or treat. But they didn't say any of that. She also found it weird that they were knocking because there was a doorbell and, like, it was a glow in the dark doorbell. Mm-hmm. So even if it was dark, they could have just ringed it. But I mean, I guess it's not really that big of a deal, you know. Like, maybe they just didn't see it.
I guess not. Yeah.
Or maybe, like, because they're kids, right? So they're probably shorter. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so then she went, and then the kids basically, she couldn't, like, make out any of their features. Again, it was dark.
Hmm.
So the girl asked if they could come inside to call their mom, which, I mean, is kind mm-hmm. of like what you said, right? So it's very, like, it's the same mm-hmm. scenario. So the girl was like, can I come inside? And so the girl and the boy, like, kind of looked at each other. And the woman is like, well, like, yeah, you use your cell phone to call her because, I mean, everyone has a cell phone now, right? So the girl was like, she was like, just pause for a second. And the boy wasn't saying anything at all. And then the girl was like, oh, the battery died on her phone. And then she's like, so the woman was not convinced, right? But she's like, oh, okay, also, we're kind of alone here and my brother is scared. Right? So she's like, God. Can we come in? So they're very, like,
liar.
Persistent. Yeah. Definitely. And they're so persistent, and they keep on, like, coming up with these excuses, right? So then the lady's like, okay, give me the number of your mom, or your mom's number, and then basically I'll call her for you and tell them that you're here. And so, again, the lady was also scared, like you mentioned, because it does instill, like, fear, even though you're not sure why, because they're just kids, right? So she was kind of, like, wary to begin with. Them, and so the kids are like, no, my brother also needs to use the bathroom. So now, like, they keep
changing. Oh my gosh, yes. So extra.
It is. Like, stop. I mean, even if they, like, didn't have black eyes, I'd be, like, kind of annoyed.
She'd be like, no, leave. Yeah. I don't like you.
Exactly. So then, they're like, okay, now we need to use the bathroom. And then the woman's like, okay, but, like, you know, like, still kind of sketched out. And then, basically, they started moving closer towards the door, like, they were on the porch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then she didn't realize, but she was, like, opening her door, and she was kind of, like, peeking through it, but then she didn't, subconsciously, she, like, opened the door. Like, you know, while okay. She was talking to them, which exactly is, like, your story.
They're hypnotizing.
Yeah. So then as they moved closer, like, into the light of the, like, the house, she saw that they had, like, jet black eyes. And then, like, all of a sudden, she's like, okay, this is, like, really scary, so I'm not gonna let them in. The girl started, like, pleading, and she said, please, ma'am, we're really scared and alone out here. We have to come inside. Please help us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the kid, like, this entire time, the boy is just kind of, like, I don't know, on autopilot. Yeah, he's just quiet. I don't know what's happening with him. He's just, you know, kind of there. And then, like, as if on cue, both kids start, like, whimpering and crying and bawling their eyes out.
Oh, my God.
It's terrifying. Like, just crying is terrifying.
We're so scary.
Yeah.
Because they weren't doing anything till now until, like, she told them not to.
Exactly.
Come into our house, but.
Yeah. So then they literally start crying, and the lady, like, obviously she saw their black eyes, so she's scared. So she, like, shut the door, and, like, the girl kind of tried stopping it, but she couldn't. So then, like, the lady just smashed
the
door.
How would you stop it? Like
put, she put her, in the she door? Put, she tried, like, putting her hand over the door to, like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But the lady, like, shut it, and then you could still, like, see.
At that point, you know there's something wrong.
Yeah. And, like, you could still see, though, because of the glass, so she could see them, and then they could see her, kind of, like, the shadows were there vaguely.
Hey, just have, like, full wooden doors, please.
Yeah.
Don't have glass in your doors.
I know, I find that so sketchy. I would never have a front door that's glass. Like,
and if you have, like, glass in it, like, have the wooden door behind it. Like,
exactly.
I always wonder, don't people break into these things? Like, yeah. It would be so easy to even, like, just break in and, like, take your shit.
Yeah, and, like, how else are you going to pretend you're not home, like, if people come to your house, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I don't see the point.
Yeah. That's the main part.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
For hermits, that's a nightmare. Like, having, like, a glass door is, like, no thank you.
Yeah. Kill me.
Yeah, so then the lady was, like, shut the door, but they literally just stayed there. They didn't budge. They didn't, like, back away. They just kept staring through the house for, like, minutes. And the lady was there, and she was, like, she picked up the phone to try. So first, she was, like, oh, I'm going to call the cops, right? Her husband came down, and she's, like, I'm these weird kids, right? So then she was, like, I'm going to call the cops. And, like, as soon as she picked up the phone, the kids, like, started backing away. So, I don't know, like, if they could see her picking up the phone, because I don't know how that would happen, or if it could sense
those black eyes see-through doors, I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh, let's not add another, like, layer of terrifying.
Those black eyes have
x-ray vision or something, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. But anyway, so they started backing away, and then as soon as the woman, like, was on the phone, they literally just disappeared. And the next time she looked out, they vanished, and she asked her neighbor whether she saw these two kids, and the neighbor said he didn't see anything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was interesting. That's my story. But then I was kind of thinking that it's Halloween, and, like, you know, it could be just some weird, like, elaborate prank. But then you said the contacts are really expensive. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Contacts are super expensive. Yeah. Plus, they have to be fitted in, which is not something a kid would want to go to the doctor for. Like,
yeah.
I mean, no one would want to go to the doctor to get them fitted in unless, like, it's essential to your job.
Exactly. So, 1,000% Okay, why would you even, like, why would it be essential to your job? Like, pitch black contacts. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe you're an actor or something. I don't know. Mm. Like, I don't know how that shit works. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Maybe. Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely demons. That is decided in my
mind. Well, I would move. I would move away. If I ever had this encounter, I would sell
They find you everywhere. That's what I'm saying. You're not even safe in your car or, like, in your office because they find you there, too.
That's terrifying, honestly.
Yeah. And, like, this is something that's not, like, exclusive to, like, houses. It's, mm-hmm. like, they find people in apartments and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Have they ever been caught on camera? Because if they go to apartments, I'm guessing
there's YouTube. There's YouTube videos.
Oh shit!
That I refuse to look at. Okay. But there are some YouTube videos.
So I'm definitely not doing that.
But yeah, there are. Yeah. It's like evidence, quotations. You know,
yeah,
in quotations. But like, I don't know if they're an urban legend or like if they're like a hallucination.
Yeah. I don't know
vampires.
Either.
Because it's possible it's vampires now that I think about it. Like, because they ask you to let them in.
Oh, I guess.
Forcefully.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I hadn't considered that. But it could be. But I just don't see aliens because I think aliens would be smarter than that. Like,
I don't see aliens either because I feel like aliens have no interest in us. Like,
yeah, exactly. Species. And I don't know why aliens would be malicious, right? Like, I don't see it.
I mean, also, like, have you noticed all alien movies only attack, like, the states?
Yeah.
The rest of the world, it's always the states.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're so important.
Everything happens in the states, obviously. The states is the center of the world.
For me, the most likely explanation is, like, demons. Like, sickness demons.
Yeah. Or, like, some bad, like, juju. Like, not, like, demons exactly, but, like, related to demons. Or, like, black magic or something weird. Yeah. Like, malicious. Yeah.
Like, the evil eye. We figured it out after thousands of years of customs of doing shit.
Yeah. So, like, in to India, avoid them,
you don't need to worry about it anymore.
So, to avoid them, you'd put, like, a black dot behind your ear, right?
Well, would that make them think that you're one of them? Is that the logic behind that?
I hope not. Or maybe, like, that... Yeah, I don't know. That's very interesting. But I don't think they think you...
But, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Black Eyed Kids. Mm-hmm. And this one, I wasn't as energetic as I usually am because I can't breathe through my nose.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Then it's kind of hard to talk and breathe and laugh and be a maniac all at once. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah.
It's okay. Well, there's plenty of that for next episode or, like, in the future episodes. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm always a maniac regardless, so it's fun. Hope you liked that episode. Mm-hmm. If you did, write us a comment. Yeah. Send us a comment on our Gmail. We haven't repeated. I actually realized that we haven't set our Gmail in any of our episodes. Like, we usually end with it. So it's murdersghostsandeverything@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Instagram, which is also murders, ghosts, and everything on Instagram.
Yeah.
And we also have a Twitter, which I don't know.
Yeah, let's just pretend we don't have a Twitter because, yeah.
But, write us if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And just, if you don't want to write up, continue listening to us because that helps a lot too. You know, that does help a lot. So
yeah,
continue listening to us, encouraging us because that is encouraging that so many of you would listen to us. We've almost hit 500 listeners or listens.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Or listens, doesn't matter to us. It's 500 is a big number, but yeah,
it is.
Thank you for listening, and. Rinky, do you want to add anything?
I don't think so. I think you covered everything, but yeah. And that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.